Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Glenn, let's talk about your outlook, your economic, social, and political outlook. And let's talk about, for example, you believe now that in the year 2000 that we began the fourth wave. Explain the fourth wave correction and its implications for the economy and politics.
Okay, well, a fourth wave, if it's a large fourth wave pattern, will create a certain kind of psychological environment. This is part of wave theory, but it's also part of some things that I've advanced in wave theory. It has to do with the type of development that occurs psychologically, the larger the pattern is. And in a fourth wave pattern, that would be the period where society starts to become much more politically oriented, much more concerned about consolidating its power, whatever that is, on a national, international basis, about extending its influence and control as far out as possible, the possible expansion of empires or kingdoms or countries. And so a lot of the forecasts that I'm going to be making today are based on the idea that we started this fourth wave and what fourth waves are psychologically and what that is going to suggest the U.S. is going to be doing over the next 10, 15, 20 years as part of this new psychological environment that we began in 2000 for the first time in our lifetime.